Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Health officials and other town leaders in the central Mass town of Blackstone hold their first public meeting tonight to address the discovery of infant remains found earlier this month in a home so filthy it may have to be torn down. Just before the remains were discovered, child welfare officials removed four children from the home. Two of them had been attending school in Blackstone for years, but school officials say there were no reports or indications that anything was wrong. To understand what may be ahead for these children, we spoke with Ellen Broughton, director of the Learning and Emotional Assessment Program at Mass General Hospital. We asked her whether she's surprised the situation went unnoticed in Blackstone for so long.
It does surprise me that they wouldn't know, but this is not a unique story. We have heard over and over over the last years about situations like this, that there have been traumatic things happening in a house that other people don't realize, even people who live right next door.
What does it suggest to you that no one realized that these two children were living in a home where authorities say, despite days of cleanup, they can't get rid of the smell?
I think it suggests that these kids were very good at compartmentalizing, that they were very good at being a different kind of child at school than they were at home, you know, sort of hiding what's going on at home while being a better student or a more pulled together kind of student at school. That would be my guess. I don't really know for sure.
How do children do that? How do they conceal that kind of thing when the living conditions are so horrible?
You know, it's really hard, especially in this case, because it does sound so deplorable. But kids are very good at defending against things. We all have defense mechanisms where kind of ways that a healthy mind uses to defend against these sort of awful, powerful, traumatic kinds of experiences. Kids are very good at being able to do that.
And a lot of kids just don't want to draw attention to themselves.
Exactly.
So they're working hard at that.
That's exactly right. It's a very good point to bring up in this case, because these kids may have been so afraid at home. Again, this is just, you know, I'm just guessing at this, but their home life might have been so awful that at school they really tried very hard to be good because this was their safe place, their safe haven.
So what's ahead for these kids?
You know, one thing to keep in mind, that most people who go through a trauma do not experience significant long-term effects. Only about 5 to 10% of the population who experiences a traumatic event goes on to experience really significant effects. So the chances that these kids will be okay are actually quite good. But it depends on what they have in the environment going forward. If they have an adult that they can depend on that gives them a sense of efficacy and hope, whether or not they can sort of think through problems very well, whether or not they have those support systems in place, that's going to make or break it for them going forward in terms of their ability to cope.
Look out a little bit, if you might, in this way. What do you advise people, either neighbors or teachers, who might have an inkling that something's going on in some other family, but, you know, this is the United States and we're reluctant to get into other people's business?
Well, I think if someone has a hunch that a child is not being taken care of, well taken care of, or even worse, abused, they really should intervene. They really should say something. The first thing you can do is talk to the child, but the child oftentimes will not admit that there's something going on in their
house.
They're
not going to give it up.
No, they're not, because that's their home, and they want to protect their home no matter what's going on in there. So I think being able to then, you know, talk to other adults in the environment when neighbors talk to other neighbors, and then being able to notify people in social services if you really feel like it's a dangerous situation, or even less than dangerous situation, to be honest.
Thank you very much for coming in. Good to meet you.
Good to meet you, too.
Ellen Broughton, director of the Learning and Emotional Assessment Program at Mass General Hospital.